560 kilometers above Earth, the crew of the space shuttle Atlantis has been busy giving the Hubble telescope a tune-up.
This is the clearance.
Okay, just hang there, man.
Yeah, stay where you are, Mass. I'll come to you. Thanks.
That's astronaut Mike Massimino, known as Mass to his colleagues at NASA, on a spacewalk to fix and upgrade the Hubble. For this mission, in addition to his telescope repair kit, Massimino packed a small cache of objects that holds deep meaning for him. He has a family photo, school mementos, and this Catholic man is also carrying a mezuzah, a symbol of the Jewish faith.
It's fairly small, and it's got the Star of David on it, and it's got the barbed wire from that represents the concentration camps around it.
Mezuzah literally means doorpost, and Jews attach them to the doorposts of their homes. Tiny prayer scrolls inside serve as reminders to live faithful lives with compassion, honesty, and integrity. Massimino's mezuzah is a replica of one carried by Israeli astronaut Ilan Ramon on the ill-fated Columbia mission. Ramon's parents were survivors of the Nazi Holocaust. He and Mike Massimino had become close friends during their early training days at NASA. Massimino's first space mission was on the Columbia in 2002, a year before Ramon's flight. He recalls being struck by the spiritual essence of the cosmos.
My reaction was I felt like I had a direct view into heaven, is how beautiful it was. It is just amazing.
So when Massimino learned that he was going back to space on Atlantis, he asked Ramon's widow, Rona, what he could do to honor his friend. She asked him to try to get a replica of the barbed wire mezuzah.
I think it's our way of honoring the memory of the Holocaust victims, and also for me on a very personal level, for my friend, Lon Ramon, who I miss very much.
The mezuzah and its replica were designed by San Francisco artist Amy Golant.
The mezuzah embodies the feeling of sorrow yet hope, you know, and survival. It had all those elements to it.
Golant is a sixth-generation metalsmith. She designed and crafted the mezuzah in her home workshop using tools she inherited from her grandfather. He was also a survivor who had been imprisoned during World War II in a Nazi forced labor camp.
Well, my grandfather actually was singled out because he was so good with metal that they you know, either you went to Treblinka or you went to Kelsa Hasag, which was a labor camp where you made bullets. Or you stayed back and were killed. Those were the options.
Golant was asked to make the original mezuzah by the 1939 Club, a Los Angeles-based organization of Holocaust survivors and their relatives. Club president Bill Elperin, also a close friend of Ilan Ramon's, says for the older generation, this tribute is almost unimaginable.
When you think about it, it's from Auschwitz to outer space in one generation. Who could have thunk that?
Back on Earth after his mission, astronaut Mike Massimino says he'll present the mezuzah to Ilan Ramon's widow. I'm Catherine Barron.